1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The talk of
BBC News, I'm Liz Landers. A big night for Democrats in off-year local elections. In Ohio, voters overwhelmingly supported a bill that would amend the state constitution to ensure the availability of abortion. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Dems are now in control of both houses of the General Assembly, and abortion played a key issue there as well. ABC's Mary Bruce.
In Virginia, the Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin tried to stake out middle ground on abortion, promising if Republicans won the state legislature, they'd pass what he called reasonable restrictions, 15-week abortion ban with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But it backfired. Democrats not only holding on to the state Senate, but retaking the House of Delegates, too.
In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, easily won re-election in his deep red state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, easily won re-election in his deep red state as well. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society, somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The city of Manitowoc could decide the fate of a New Zealand bird contest. Talk show host John Oliver has purchased a billboard in Manitowoc in support of the Pootekiteki, an awkward-looking bird near extinction that is in the running for Bird of the Century. The host of HBO's Last Week Tonight has taken an interest in the contest and announced on his show Sunday night that he's purchased billboards on the bird's behalf in London, Paris, Tokyo, Mumbai, so why not Manitowoc? For what it's worth, Oliver not only wants the Pootekiteki to win, he wants it to be a landslide. Fire officials in Sheboygan County say a barn was totally destroyed after a fire Monday night. The sheriff's office in Sheboygan County responded to a call about the fire around 9:30 p.m. to Tower Drive in the town of Scott. Authorities say the fire had completely taken over the barn by the time they arrived. No people or animals were hurt. There is an investigation in the works. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum, and we didn't give up, and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager in baseball. He made a decision to go another direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Jordan Love struggles with his accuracy throwing the deep ball. How can he improve? Matt LaFleur.
Shut his mind off and let it rip.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 44. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight 37. Tomorrow, highs level off around 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Okay.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. For those of you in Richland Center, Amory, Hayward, La Crosse, and other areas who are getting accustomed to the show that we do here at WAUK from 8 to 10, Calvin and I. Dr. Robert Craig is the executive director of Citizen Action, and so it's so great to have him on every Wednesday. Dr. Craig, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. How you been?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Craig, but as always, there's always issues that we have to address, and it's great to know that you're out there and all those folk from Citizen Action continue to fight the battle. Here's another example. The Republicans in the gerrymandered districts across the state, people say, well, it didn't matter, it doesn't matter, you know, and so these gerrymandered districts, you know, that have allowed Republicans to have control over the legislature. They have just decided that and just voted 63-35 or 67-35 to do away with bills that would eliminate minority-based programs at Wisconsin universities and colleges. In essence, do away with affirmative action because they say that affirmative action is immoral and, race-based programs need to be eliminated. Republican lawmakers cracked down on diversity, equity, and inclusion officials at universities following the Supreme Court ruling to end affirmative action and race-conscious admissions criteria. Clearly, this is not the end of it. It's not just in the state of Wisconsin, but this is clearly something that we know is going to be a battle. The bill passed 62-35 along party lines. Dr. Craig, when you talk about turning back the clock, and this is why they did not want $32 million to go to Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, unless diversity, equity, and inclusion was dismissed. all these years later, you know, to see this is to say the least, demeaning, clearly tone deaf, and harmful, Dr. Craig, to people who know the history of our nation.
I couldn't agree more. And they cut the University of Wisconsin system, one of the proudest legacies of our forebears here in Wisconsin. For well over a century, we funded our public education system better than other states. For four-year universities, we're now 48th. We're going to the Mississippi, Alabama kind of level in terms of our support public education. So when you have costs go up every year. So when you actually, and they cut it, you're right, an additional $35 million to try to demand that the university get rid of all of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And then in addition to that, they're withholding the pay raise for all UW system employees to try to extort them, probably illegally, it's in court, into removing these programs. And then they're anti-education, okay? Most folks in Wisconsin of all parties, all regions, what they want for their kids, for their nieces and nephews, the next generation is as much education as possible so they have as many life choices as possible and can follow their dreams, right? But you have a leadership of a party. I'm not attacking folks who are voting. Average folks who are living their lives, who know better, but they don't want people to understand things. So they're really anti-education at heart of it, because they think that the more people know, the more they're likely not to support their policies. The more you know, the more these folks are not popular. They don't like democracy itself. You pointed out the gerrymandering. It's not a democracy if only one party can win control of the lawmaking power of the state, which is the two houses of the state legislature. And of course, they're misleading everyone about diversity and equity inclusion programs because a whole lot of voters have never experienced them. And so you can fill them fill the void with a bunch of misinformation about what they even are. All they really are, Earl, and I can get back to the constitutional amendment, but all the programs are is to make sure that through all of our diversity, right, we are different religions, different races.
That's America, Dr. Craig. That's
different rural, urban.
Yes.
A lot of international students in the UW system, more divisions, right? Different sexual orientations.
Yes.
Some Israeli and Jewish, some Palestinian or Muslim. It helps every child, and it is not what they're claiming it is. It is not trying to make white kids hate themselves, quite the contrary. It's trying to, in fact, white kids who can work in diverse situations, they do better economically. It's good for their lives. And they find out that people are people, and that there are good people and bad people and indifferent people of every race, ethnicity, and religion, and rural, urban, suburban, you name it, every walk of life, working class folks, in manufacturing, in manual labor, in agricultural labor.
Well, but Dr. Craig, that's what Citizen Action is made up of, all of those different people. That's
exactly
what the society is, right? You can't undo that. You can't undo the society, can you?
Earl, if you ask most people, including most Republicans, they'll think that the diversity of this country, we're not just one ethnicity, we're not just one religion, right? All the people who came here from different parts of the world, that's been our strength, and it has been. It's why we've become the strongest economy and most powerful in the world, and the richest country in the world, though we don't often act like it, unfortunately, because we're told lies about that, so the wealthiest among us can grab even more. They divide us so they can get a bigger piece of the pie. But as to the amendment, it's based on lies about what affirmative action even is. And affirmative action has been whittled away. It's not the affirmative action of the 70s, but that was lied about too. What it does is you look at our society. And by the way, we are very closely related, all of us. The human species is not that old in evolutionary terms. There isn't actually a lot of difference between us in terms of our relative capacities across race and ethnicity. Very little, less than a gray squirrel versus a brown squirrel. I mean, seriously. And so when you see massive racial disparities, you know that since people have similar capacities, there is something in the system that is holding some people back because of their race, for example. And the numbers don't lie about that. Conservatives don't want you to think about that and want to lie to you that it's someone's fault, when common sense says it can't be, unless you are making a racist statement about some folks having less capacity or less will and desire or less virtue than others.
So, Dr. Craig, how is it possible? How does it make any sense whatsoever when we are entwined in a global reality, global competition, at a time when China and India and other nations are really increasing their level of investment in education, we're doing the exact opposite? How does that make sense?
It makes no sense. And we're having brain drain of our best faculty at the UW system. We're having students go to other universities. You know, there are a lot of universities bidding for Wisconsin students, and therefore they're more likely not to stay in the state, our best and brightest. I mean, there are a lot of examples. A lot of Southern universities are giving you free rides if they can get kids right from places like Wisconsin, right? Because they want to bring more kids like that to their states, and a higher percentage of them will stay if they get their degree in Alabama, for example, in Florida, in Georgia. And Georgia and Florida have already benefited from that. Their universities are as highly ranked as University of Wisconsin. That was never true 20 years ago, or let alone 50 or 100 years ago. The second thing is, and even right around here, Iowa State University is giving kids very good deals. And I know parents whose kids got a free ride offer from Ohio State, Iowa State, right away, because Iowa's depopulating. And they're still waiting to see whether they'll get any financial aid at UW-Madison, because UW-Madison is being starved for money by the gerrymandered state legislature. But the fact is, it harms all of us, and it's not what people believe. And here's what I would say, Earl, because you have a lot of people live in red areas who are now in your listening voice, can hear your voice every morning. And that is what really starts to change people, because some of them, if they haven't heard anyone like me before, is like, I haven't heard that before. This is all very unusual, right? I will say, think about who is benefits from dividing us, because this is all about dividing us. And then understand that there's people with most of the money, most of the resources, who are trying to manipulate all of us by dividing us and lying to us about our having a difference in fundamental interests. We all have an interest in having a first-class education system in Wisconsin, and there is no conflict of interest, except that would cost money that they don't get to grab for themselves.
All right. So during a press conference Tuesday, Republicans said the bill tackles a moral issue that has been that needed to be addressed for some time, a moral issue. We've got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join him as well. Be right back.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW-Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Jerry from Viola. Good morning to you, Jerry. You say what? Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. I just want to say I appreciate both of you. If we were going to talk about rolling back, maybe we should roll back to the way taxes were before Reagan, where if you made over $5 million as a business owner, you paid 90%. Anything above $5 million, you paid 90%. That would take care. So what would happen if you had to pay 90% of your income to the government? You would pay your employees more. You would make better working conditions, nicer factories. That would take care of a lot of stuff. So if you're talking about rolling back, let's roll back to the way it was. By the way, it would also get rid of the national debt, so, which there was no national debt before Reagan. So that's what I got.
Well, and that's plenty. And so thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond at all to Jerry?
He's absolutely right. At the same time, our leaders and the corporate elite and the richest people have changed the economy over the last 50 years to be able to keep more of the benefits. They've changed the tax code to pay less and less. And there's a fact, people can look it up. Every Republican majority, when they have it, the federal level or the state level, tries to give them even more. When the amount they pay back for their gains is lower than it's been any time in over 100 years, and when they are doing better than any time in that period. And the caller is absolutely right that when the tax rate was higher, and it was never like when you had a marginal rate of, I think it was 80%, there were deductions. So folks weren't paying 80%. But the point is that was just the flat amount. That was the time of greatest American growth and the creation of the great American middle class. It's when we did the interstate highway system, when we had a massive building program for things like all sorts of schools and buildings, a lot of buildings that you still see, made massive investments in people and because we had the resources. So the caller is absolutely right. The national debt, here's the way to think about it, because conservatives doing the bidding, usually of the richest among us, want to argue it's like a household budget. They just want to do that as a rationalization not to make investments, say, in public education, right, or in healthcare or childcare. They actually want us just to give them massive tax cuts. They don't actually care about the deficit. But it's okay to run a deficit and carry a debt if you're making investments that give us more prosperity. That's why families take out mortgages. It's why they take out student loans, though those are way too high because of the public disinvestment in public education. And so we need to make a distinction with those things. Doing it for, you know, things such as tax cuts for people, right, which is what Donald Trump did. He ran up the national debt to give massive tax cuts to corporations, biggest corporate tax cut in American history. That is a terrible idea, and it shows that the current Republican Party does not care at all about the national debt. It just wants to give more to those who are doing all as well as possible and leave the rest of us on our own.
Calvin, let's go to unavailable. Whoever that is. Good morning to you. You say what, sir?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. Your thoughts?
How come Joe Biden keeps shit in his pants?
Let's make sure he'll never get on the line ever again. It's that kind of ignorance, Dr. Craig, that we're dealing with. And I don't know, as a society, that kind of illness, a guy who waits on the line all of that time, Dr. Craig, to say something as ignorant as that. Our nation is in a tough spot. And so, you know, it doesn't help that people who are in leadership positions, they kind of support foolishness like that.
That's right. The norms have been destroyed by the folks that man is listening to. I don't know the man. Maybe he has virtues in other areas of his life. Maybe he's a very good father or uncle. I don't know, or neighbor. But there, he is following people who make this, like Donald Trump makes rudeness a virtue. And for somehow that makes people feel kind of good, like that, like a system they're mad at is being challenged. It doesn't actually do anything about making the system better for average people. And so I blame more the leaders. And you turn to Fox News, some of the hosts like Jesse Waters, there's just this kind of caustic snark.
Yes.
That is just corrosive. And so I don't know the man, but I know that I know who is making people like him. Don't know why he did it.
So
people like him think that this is somehow some contribution. And, of course, he wouldn't even provide his name, which is part
so,
of the
so, so, Dr. Craig, you mentioned Jesse Waters. I'm a guy who watches Fox News, and you know that, and I watch it for a reason. And you go back to the guys that they had in that seat at that time slot before they brought in a guy like Jesse Waters, who is basically – just ignorant. And those guys, at least, what was the guy's name before Tucker Carlson? Bill O'Reilly. He at least had some aptitude. But they decided to put a guy like Jesse Waters in there for a reason, right?
Yeah, I guess there's no chance of independence on anything. There's no chance of Jesse Waters texting the president like Sean Hannity did to
right.
call off the insurrection. Now, Sean Hannity then went and defended it. I don't want to give him too much credit, but at least he knew better in terms of, you know, when it was happening. And so Jesse Waters is one of those guys who is so uninformed and ignorant that he thinks he's smart.
I know.
Chester Cat smile like he's saying something really penetrating.
Yes.
And you're like, dude, you're an idiot.
But Dr. Craig,
he said an awful thing about everyone in Gaza. He said that everyone in Gaza was responsible. Over half are children, by the way.
Yeah, but Dr. Craig,
18,
they know he's.
And that they all should be basically killed.
Yeah, but they know.
Liable to be killed at risk because of what one terrorist group, Hamas.
But Dr. Craig, they know.
Control of Gaza City.
They know who he is, and yet they put him there, right? They know his limitations. And they put him there in that time slot. And people are listening. We'll be right back. All of you on the phone lines, hang on. I promise you we'll get to all of you after we come back. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Hang on, all of you guys. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin company is getting part of a $440 million federal contract to bolster Puerto Rico's power grid. Generac Power Systems will provide battery storage systems and other equipment. The Department of Energy is hiring companies to install rooftop solar systems and backup battery power to up to 40,000 low-income households in areas where the power is known to go out a lot. Wisconsin's top elections official is safe in her position for now. That's according to State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. A conservative group is mounting a pressure campaign against the state's most powerful Republican, but Voss tells reporters an impeachment vote against Wolf is unlikely anytime soon. A Dane County judge has ruled Wolf stays until a court ruling on her status. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A Marinette County man is dead after a crash with a dump truck. The Marinette County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 5:30 p.m. on Monday on U.S. Highway 8 near the town of Goodman. The 69-year-old driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the dump truck was uninjured. Green Bay police are looking for someone who shot water pellets at middle schoolers. Police say the suspect hopped out of a car and used an Orbeez gun to shoot the water pellets at students from Edison Middle School during an outdoor Phi Ed class. No one was hurt. Police are still searching for the suspect. Anyone with helpful information is being asked to contact the Green Bay Police Department. Are your tires ready for winter? The Wisconsin State Patrol took to Facebook to tell drivers to make sure they have good tread and tires are properly inflated. To check the wear in your tires, the DOT recommends the penny test to make sure. Put an upside-down penny between two ribs on your tire. If you see President Lincoln's head, it's time to replace those tires. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum and we didn't give up and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager in baseball. He made a decision to go another direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Jordan Love struggles with his accuracy throwing the deep ball. How can he improve? Matt LaFleur.
Shut his mind off and let it rip.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 44. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight 37. Tomorrow, highs level off around 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning again to Waukesha, Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, and my hometown, Milwaukee. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes, good morning. So we're talking about diversity, equity, and
yes.
Inclusion. Okay. Recently, the last couple of weeks, DPI, Wisconsin DPI, sponsored a teacher, public school teacher training on equity. And the theme of it was whites suck and Americans are evil. And the parent, and also what was taught to teachers, is that parents' rights, the parents' right movements, you know, people who go to school board meetings and talk about children's right, parents' rights and children's rights, that is called white rage. And I was just wondering if you knew that, that that is what is being taught to our teachers.
Well, so
to then have an influence.
So we'll go to Dr. Craig. I'll let Dr. Craig respond. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to what Jim had to say?
Well, I want to ask the caller, did he attend this training or did he hear this characterization of it somewhere? And if so, I'd love to know the source, because my immediate, and this included something I heard about, you know, the other side politically. To hear a story like that is to wonder, can that really be true? Is that really what was being taught by a government agency, and particularly a bunch of educators, Department of Public Instruction? So let me ask about the source of this.
He's already gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that I guess you have my answer, because if you look at the conspiracy theory method generally, I mean, it's predominant among the MAGA folks right now, but conspiracy theories can be used in a lot of different people. It is based on these kind of anecdotal stories that, once you take a step back and think about it, it's hard to imagine that they're actually true. And so Fox News does this all the time. They find one incident at one university. Now, even if that one incident was crazy, Earl, a lot of times they've distorted the incident, right? It's
yes.
Not even based on reality. But even if it was, what one group of students did at one university in California is not indicative of, you know, a whole movement, a whole ideology, a whole anything.
So,
you can't reason that way. You can't make policy that way.
So, Dr. Craig,
it tells you the kind of toxic stuff that's coming out from the right at this moment.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. John from Balls. Good morning to you, John. Your thoughts. Thank you very much for the call.
Great topic, Earl. And hi, Doctor. I have some comments that I'd like to see on the First Amendment.
Go ahead.
These people, they don't know any better. So Earl was right. It's ignorance. What is the golden rule? They don't know the difference between right from wrong. The golden rule states, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's not that complicated. Why is there so much hate, Doctor?
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Doctor, you want to respond, Dr. Craig?
I think part of the reason there's hate is it is ingrained in the human condition. Like, in other words, our freedom to do great creative acts of love also is a freedom to engage in hate, right? And the demonic side, if you're religiously minded in the audience. So there's that, but then it gets supercharged and gets to this level, like it did in countries that are on the verge of becoming authoritarian, which is the threat here in the United States. It gets supercharged by people who have an interest in fomenting it and capitalizing on and exploiting that element of human nature. If people are unhappy because let's say you live in a rural area and the population's declining, people's kids and their friends and neighbors are moving away for better economic opportunities, then they're angry and upset. They see their way of life being challenged, and maybe they have limited resources because they can't,
right.
There's not good employment in their area. Someone goes and says it's someone else's fault and foments hatred. That's a clear explanation. And there are other people who are validators who seem to have authority and knowledge who are saying it. And people around me are starting to say it. So if it is generated, we have to go back to who is doing it for what purpose. And fundamentally, it is very wealthy people, the corporate elite, fomenting divisions and hatred so they can grab more of the money. Because you'll notice the only thing that Donald Trump really accomplished in his whole administration was the largest tax cut in history for corporations. That wasn't luck. That was by design.
Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, my friend? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes. Real quick, I'm going to try to make this quick. We talk about the UW system and the funding and all that. Where is the messaging from the Democrats about this? Where they're going to have this conference talking about why the Republicans want to cut all this funding. Where is our leader, Democratic leaders, rebutting this? I mean, we have stupid people like down there in Tennessee who want to cut food programs for kids.
Yeah.
Where are the Democrats fighting this? I see no response. And why aren't we talking about why the Democrats standing up and saying, you know, before Walker took over, we had one of the best university systems in the country. And now look where we are since the Republicans took over. What is the Republicans' endgame on this? I mean, is this like George Carlin saying that, you know, all they're trying to do now is dumb America down so much that all they'll need to know is to how to pull the levers and push the buttons, and that's it. Why are they doing this?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you for listening. Tell somebody about us. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Well, I think Tom, at the end, answered his own question as to why they're doing it. He put it in colorful language. Let me just say that I think there are some people saying more effective things, but they get drowned out. It's one person. It's one speech on the assembly floor, right? But it's
right.
Not reported. What's lacking, and this is not to disagree with Tom, it's to explain the situation. He is absolutely right. There is not a consistent, powerful Democratic position that they repeat over and over again.
Dr. Craig, that's on a national, and that's on a national level.
Yes.
The pushback.
So it comes from a defensiveness, like the right has created this context where people feel like they're being put in a position to defend something that's hard to defend. You need to take a step back and not fight on their grounds, because what that earlier caller said about what the DPI is trading is almost certainly not true, though there may be some elements of there, like the parents' rights movement. Maybe there are elements of that actually are a way to foment hatred, but it doesn't mean all parents' rights are racism. And you'd have to look at the training and see what it said. But you see my point, because there may be little kernels there. But the point being that we need a unified, consistent response. There are a lot of people trying to do that, a lot of organizations. It just hasn't come together, and it has to come from the top. The person, and I don't want to call him out in particular, except he's governor and he wanted to be governor. The biggest bully pulpit is Governor Evers, and he generally does not give clear, concise, effective messaging on this sort of thing. He just tries to seem like Grandpa Tony and remain popular, seems to be his political approach.
Which doesn't make any sense, because, you know, I don't see him running for a third term. I mean, he certainly doesn't have to play it safe, does he?
he said he wants to at the convention. I was sitting there, and I have to tell you, some people who were very strongly supporting for the second term were immediately grabbing my arm and saying, what do you think of that? I'm not sure that a lot of the supporters are up for a third term.
No. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Earl. I just want to say that everyone out there in Radio Land, please check out civicmedia.us. And make sure that you download the Civic Media app. I'm a Wisconsinite, but I'm all the way out here in Southern California in Hollywood. And I listen to this incredible station and this incredible radio show every day. So everyone, please, just don't just tune into your radio dials, but actually download the app and you can hear it. And it's the greatest conversation. I hope that, that the Democrats are moving more and more and start injecting the name FDR more. And like the incredible smart caller that called up and said about taking the tax rate back down to where Republican Eisenhower had it before the Reagan tax cuts would be a very, very strong position for we the people to actually be able to have our government back. And of course, to get money completely out of politics and lobbyists completely out of Washington. Because when Reagan came into power, that's when all of the lobbyists seemed to have come to Washington and K Street. And that's when all the money started flowing into our government, or we the people government, and it wasn't going to we the people.
Hey, Tom, no greater commercial, man, than that one, and we need to make sure that we capture that. Thank you very much, as always, man. Hey, Dr. Craig, Senate Republicans advance constitutional amendments. Some may be on the 2024 ballots. We're talking about what is transpiring here on the state level as well as the national level, these organized efforts right now. There's a fight to reconstitute the 1965 Voting Rights Act because of what has happened at the federal level, and so we're trying to redo things, Dr. Craig, that those before us knew were important, and yet people can, and this is, people say, well, you're always beating up Republicans. Well, Dr. Craig, who's bringing these constitutional amendments into the fray, and why? We know why, because if they bring the amendments in, then the governor and the president, they can't overturn those things, right? But we're in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, the far right is trying to change our charter of government. So in Wisconsin, the voters can't put a referendum, a constitutional amendment, on the ballot. It is put on the ballot by the legislature doing it twice in a row, and they can frame it so it would be popular. In other words, figure out how to power word it. But they're only able to do that because they have what will be found ultimately, I believe, an unconstitutional gerrymander. So it's fundamentally illegitimate, but then we're locked in later once we restore democracy and either party can win control of the state Senate and the state assembly. And at the national level, you can't change the Constitution via a referendum, but what you can do is you can change the judges and change the interpretation of it and therefore change it. So we had this, I think the scariest thing, I'll just name one, Earl, at the national level, is this whole case around whether or not we can deny firearms to domestic abusers because they are applying a sweeping Supreme Court case from this packed court, MAGA court, earlier that gave ridiculously broad rights to just one amendment, the Second Amendment, violating all the other freedoms. And so what they're saying is their doctrine is if you didn't have laws like this when the Constitution was created in 1787, then it's unconstitutional, like we're going to have what they had in the late 18th century. But here's the problem. When that was true, domestic violence was not a crime. Women were virtually property of men and had few rights. And so we're going to say that's the meaning of the Constitution now?
All right. You got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is with us. You can join us. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, state and local governments would be barred from temporarily closing places of worship during states of emergency under one of several constitutional amendments passed Tuesday by the Republican-controlled state Senate of Wisconsin. Republicans also advanced amendments to enshrine in Wisconsin Constitution, the state's law requiring voters to provide a photo ID to cast a ballot, as well as another that, if approved by voters, would bar the state from receiving private funds to help administer elections. Dr. Craig, what do you say to that?
Well, they're all attempts to, limit democracy, really, because quite frankly, here's the thing with voter ID. I'll start with that. There never has been, that we know of, any epidemic of identity theft, voter fraud, where people are claiming to be someone they are not. So, but it makes people say, oh, well, I give an ID. Middle-class people are used to having an ID, giving it in order to get onto an airplane or other places, right, in order to rent a car, all of that. There are a whole lot of people that don't have IDs because they're very, very low income and they're marginalized. And this disenfranchises them and creates huge hurdles. And it's hard to get them. They're free potentially, but you have to get to a DMV office. There are fewer and fewer of them. They're not very well staffed.
Yeah, and the hours
doing.
Yeah.
So they reduce voting, and they reduce voting of people that they think will tend to vote Republican. So they're, but they're classic, because to average people, it seems like not a burden and therefore common sense. And they also are lied to the base, the conservative base, that there's something that said anything to do with voter fraud. And then you have courts that actually allow it. That's the other scandal here. The houses of worship and public health orders, I mean, it's just anti-scientific. We're talking about killing people here, right? And God knows COVID was bad enough. We could have a much more deadly communicable disease. We could have something that kills you like Ebola and is extremely infectious, right? And we're not going to be able to close house of worships. It's unbelievable. But you're going to put it in the Constitution. So even if it's causing mayhem because some churches, houses of worship are heedless, the government won't have any power to do it. It is quite amazing and stunning. And it would most people would just look at that and say, yeah, houses of worship, the government shouldn't be getting involved with them. I get what they're – so in other words, people might just pull the lever for it, but when you stop back and think about it, it's just a way to make it harder to do what is necessary to do the fundamental function of government, Earl, which is to protect everyone and to promote life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You know, Dr. Craig, you just – you know, you can't get around these things. And I know people get tired of political discussions, Dr. Craig, but at a time like this, a year away, the difference between a Joe Biden and a Donald Trump are so stark that Donald Trump could very easily become the president of the United States again. And people will vote in, and for those who will vote him in, Dr. Craig, I really don't think they really understand the damage that he is going to do. And it's unfortunate, but right now, it's a 50-50, you know, toss. I'm trying to understand, but I have a difficult time doing it.
Reality about voting, Earl, is that except for a relatively small percentage of the population that is into it and pays attention, right?
Right.
And by the way, part of those folks are very, very ideological, like the folks that worship Jesse Waters and Fox News. But most people vote their group, their perceived group, in other words, their identity. So it used to be that you voted how Italian Americans were voting, or Irish Americans, your ethnic enclave, right? Or African Americans,
right?
They were given the right to vote after the Civil War, though that was then taken away for 100 years. So what's causing this and driving this for most voters is the complicity of so many elected Republicans and opinion leaders in it, because they think they can gain power through Donald Trump. And the refusal of the House of Representatives, for example, on the Republican side, to buck him and to let him dictate who their House Speaker will be, which is what just happened. And so that cowardice, what it does is, because they're afraid for their careers that Donald Trump can get them unelected,
right?
That as a group, people who consider themselves Republican, and that's their group, are just going to vote with the Republican view, and they're not going to have a deeper analysis of what Donald Trump actually plans to do, which is actually take the next steps to ending democracy. He has said very specifically that the plan is to appoint people that will do his bidding and will turn the Justice Department into an attack, weaponize it and turn to attack dog. They've helped defang that by wrongly and falsely asserting that President Biden has done that. And so you're right, there's a very heavy risk, but it starts with the leaders of the Republican Party who know better and are using this to gain power, and therefore are simply walking the line of a wanted.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Pet Wants Green Bay salutes America's military working dogs. Canines have served in the military for over 100 years, and they still serve today. Never forget the brave sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. For more information and ways to support military service dogs, please go online and search Military Canine Care. A message from Pet Wants Green Bay. For the freshest, most natural pet food and free delivery throughout Wisconsin, visit online at PetWantsGreenBay.com. Free samples upon request. Pet Wants Green Bay is reminding you we live in the land of the free thanks to the brave.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.